Log Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Bring out. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for your patience. Scott, you can go ahead and start me in 2 Samuel 15.
Okay.
And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, Of what city art thou? And he said, Thy servant is one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed as the king to hear thee. Absalom said moreover, Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, If the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the king said unto him, Go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Arise, and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servants said unto the king, Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Herethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gat, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, Wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place, and abide with the king. For thou art a stranger, and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us, seeing I go whither I may? Return thou, and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. And Ittai answered the king, and said, As the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. And David said to Ittai, Go and pass over. And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also, and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God. And Abiathar went up, until all the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said unto Zadok, Carry back the ark of God into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again, and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I. Let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. The king said also unto Zadok the priest, Art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, and Ahimaat thy son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plains of the wilderness, until there come word from you to certify me. Zadok, therefore, and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of the Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up. And he had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that was with him covered every man his head. And they went up, weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head. Unto whom David said, If thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city and say unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And hast thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Therefore it shall be, that what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And by them ye shall send unto me everything that ye can hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. 2 Samuel 16.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for playing 2 Samuel 15 for Auntie Dodd. I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call and we'll go ahead and get into our call. I have Brother Hubert, Mother May, Sister Loretta, Auntie Dodd, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, and it looks like I have Auntie Marie. Yes. Amen. And myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone, and welcome.
Good evening.
Okay. Welcome to the Nellis Family Friends Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We have the opening prayer, and we kind of went back to the list prior to last week of who was doing anything, but I don't think we had anybody for the opening prayer, so I'm going to go ahead and say the opening prayer, if you guys don't mind, if you bow your heads. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, Father God, strengthening us for your purposes. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you are always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we might have freedom and life. To forgive us for when we don't thank you enough, Father God, for who you are, for all that you do, and for all that you've given us. Help us to set our eyes and our heart on you afresh. Renew our spirit. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks for alone our worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Alrighty. The song that I have, the worship song that I have, it's titled Be All Right. Let me pull it back up. It's by Evan Kraft, Daddy Gopi, and Redeeming Too.
Every tear, there's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tear. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. So I'll start again, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the troubles, he's faithful and he is true. Your whole world's in his hands, so I'll start again. Everything will be alright. Father, you said everything is gonna be alright, but my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the crack? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe, you are on my side. Open my eyes to see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you never fail. And tell my soul it is well. Oh, y todo va a estar bien. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. It's all about starting, yeah. Everything, oh, everything will be alright. Everything will be alright.
Padre, te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Y aunque no pueda entender, me consola saber que
yo sé que todo va a estar bien. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You know I found him, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Everything will be alright.
Everything will be alright.
Got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. Todo el mundo es mano está. Todo el mundo es
mama stuck the moon twins, not knowing stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Got the whole world. Amen. Amen. All righty. Let's go ahead and get started with our program. We're going to go ahead and do our Bible verses or teaching roundtable. If you don't have anything to share when I call your name, just say pass. Let's start off with Mother May. Any good news you have to share this evening?
Yes.
Second Timothy,
third chapter, 1-5, and it says, a God in mind for troubled times. Isn't it amazing that mourning or heal only when it is almost too late? Christian doesn't quite in the soft lap of church life and all of us busy workers until really intrude upon our comfort. But God has not failed to warn us that terrible time will come. For warning should mean forearm. Terrible time occurs whenever an individual, a family, a community, or a nation develop an agenda that is self-centered rather than governed by God's goal. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3:2-4 said, sometimes terrible time come because others are over-concerned with their personal freedom or other personal freedom. To use, to hurt, to indulge in gossiping, now the source of your present sorrow, or have your own choice brought on the terrible time. Have you become a lover of self? Have you rewarded yourself with self-indulgence because you have suffered malament, deprivation? To this, God issued a provoked challenge. How nothing to do with them. Why? Because partnership with the Spirit of this age, self-love is a dead-end journey. Our forebears endure loss, literally excluding and unmanageable personal suffering. Yet they make choices for the high good and the unseen community. They left a pattern for getting through perilous time, like the pattern that Paul described to Timothy. You, however, know all about my teaching, my ways of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endure, persecution, suffering. What kind of things happened to me? Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. As for you, continue. The testimony of our ancestor is violated through our progress. Continue in the thing that you have learned and have become convinced of. We have a guideline for troubled time. Terrible time will come. However, we are when we stand on God, trial and test the word. His principle and his wisdom, his eternal and immutable truth. God is stronger than terrible times. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Next we have Auntie Carrie. You have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 32. Blessed is he who transgresses is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bone waxed old through my rowing all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon my master in turn into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in the time when thou may be found. Surely in the flood is great waters, they shall not come nigh unto thee. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee the way in which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. But be not as a horse or a mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held with a bit and a bridle, lest I come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteousness, and shout for joy, all ye that is upright in heart. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for that reading from Psalm 32. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 103. That all that I am, praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. That all that I am, praise the Lord. May I never forget the good thing that he had done for me. He forgave all of my sin. He healed all of my disease. He redeemed me from death and crowned me with love and tender mercy. He filled my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord give righteousness and just to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deed to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfavored love. He will not constantly accuse us, not remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sin. He does not deal harsh with us as we deserve. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalm 103. Next I have Auntie Marie. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Okay, I'm coming Matthew 14th chapter, starting at the first. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. God, if tell me to come to you on the water. He said, come to me on the water, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. Cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stopped his hand and caught him. You are low, he said. Why did you? Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Marie, out of Matthew 14. Right. Next, I have Sister Loretta. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, my reading is out of Romans 5, 1 through 5. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance and character and hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of Romans 5, 1 through 5. I will go next, and I'm coming out of, I'm talking about grace. I'm coming out of a couple of verses. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace, and that's John 1, 16. God gives us even more grace, as the scripture says. God is against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And that's out of James 4 and 6. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace, and that's Romans 6, 14. So I just want to say a little prayer. Father, you show grace upon grace, layers of it. It never expires and never runs out. We are so thankful for your bountiful grace. We daily face situations that cause us to become overwhelmed at our capacity to handle them. We need undeserved merit from you, Father God, to go up against difficult situations. Keep our heart moving in the rhythm of your grace, Father, which always leads to softness of heart, not a hard heart. Thank you for the tall, cool, refreshing cup of grace you serve us moment by moment. We will sing of your favor all day long and proclaim to those around us, my God is the God of grace. Amen.
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 Next I have Auntie Dot. You have any good news you would like to share?
Yes, I'm coming out of Mark chapter 1, verse 9 to 15. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and were baptized of John and Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descended unto him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driven him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted of Satan, and were with the wild beast and the ancient menace unto him. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for reading us God out of Mark 1. Next, we have something new to us.
Yeah, we're coming out of Psalms 119. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your command makes me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalm 119. And then I have Sister Shirley. You have any news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 78, starting at verse 13. God made a path in the sea and piled up the water as he led them across. He guided them during the day with a cloud, and each night he led them with a flaming fire. God made water flow from rocks he split open in the desert, and his people drank freely as though from a lake. He made streams gush out like rivers from rocks. But in the desert, the people of God Most High kept sinning and rebelling. They stubbornly tested God and demanded from him what they wanted to eat. They challenged God by saying, can God provide food out here in the desert? It's true God struck the rock and water gushed out like a river, but can he give his people bread and meat? When the Lord heard this, he was angry and furious. With Jacob's descendants, the people of Israel, they had refused to trust him, and they had doubted his saving power. But God gave a command to the clouds, and he opened the doors in the skies. From heaven he sent grain that they called manna. He gave them more than enough, and each one of them ate this special food. My message from this message is trust God. Just trust God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Amen. That concludes our first round. We're going to move on over to our stick and shut in. Before I do, I'm going to read through the names that I have, and if there's anyone that we would like to remove, let me know. And then if there's anyone we would like to add, let me know at the end of the list. I have Monty Welling, James Richardson, Uncle Dave Lowe, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Tanja Richardson, Joseph Daniel Lowe, Shirley Lewis, Caroline, Marianne Lowe, Brian Tompkins, Trey Nasir and Jameer Tompkins, Jimmy Simmons and family, Hazel Kelly, Auntie Betty and family, Ezekiel Lowe and family. Is there anyone who would like to be removed from that list?
You can take me off.
Shirley Lewis. Oh, okay. What about
Who was that say you can take me off? Loretta, was that you?
That was Loretta.
I got Shirley, yes ma'am. I got you. Loretta, I didn't
All
have
right.
you. To anyone else before we move on? All right. Is there anyone I need to add?
Amen.
Amen, amen. That's good news. Well, let's go ahead.
Yes.
Father God, thank you for calling us out of darkness. God, if you could please mute your phone if you're not speaking. Thank you. Prayer for healing. Father God, thank you for loving us and calling us out of darkness. There are those of us in need of your healing virtue today. And by your stripes, we are healed. So, Father, we ask that you bind up all the sickness and disease and loose your healing virtue unto your children. We ask that you touch all the sick and shut-ins that we mentioned today and those that are not, that we're unaware of, but they are your children as well, that you restore their health in their bodies. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I just got a request for an update on Daniel, and I did want to share with you guys. I've been speaking with the nurse and at least every 2 days, and I just wanted to share that after we prayed Sunday, on Tuesday, he was already showing signs of improvement. And I think I shared that with you guys.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
On Friday, I stopped by there, and they let me know that he's totally off of the oxygen. He's breathing on his own. All of his vital signs are
excellent.
Good. Well, he ate breakfast and dinner. He is getting stronger, and as he's getting stronger, we're waiting on a call from the doctors to let us know and letting us know that he's ready to go to rehab. So that's another good sign. So on Monday, we should know whether or not which rehab facility we can take him to so they can start working with him in that area. But all good signs. God is working on our behalf. And just want to thank everyone for all the prayers going up. They always do make a difference. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So, we're talking about birthdays. Lord, I don't even know what week it is. January 30th. February the 5th. Oh, my girlfriend's birthday this week. I have on the 3rd my ex-mother-in-law, Patton, and my niece Tia. On the 4th, I have Gail Jones, my friend. Yeah, somebody need to mute their phone, guys. It's really a bad background noise. Thank you. That's all that I have. Is there anyone else that has a birthday from today, the 30th through February the 4th? Fifth. Oh, I have Hope Williams on the 4th as well. As Princess Janet's family. All righty, let me see who I have singing today. God, it would have been Daniel. all righty. Well, we'll go with Mother May.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen.
Thank you so much for this. All right, well, let's go ahead and do a second round and start off with Auntie Dot. Any additional news you would like to share this evening?
I pass.
All righty, Brother Hilbert.
I pass.
All righty, Mother May.
I want to read this. 2 Timothy, both chapters 1 through 8. To benefit that are out of this world. For nearly 30 years, I have listened to preachers give an account of their ministry career. Some of them have become great and renowned later in their community, while others seem to fade into obscurity. But by most standards, others, they have tales of a low pay, poor living condition, and steady criticism. Surprisingly, there are accounts of never told with bitterness or regret. As a nation, assembly of our denomination, several ministry was standing in the usually circle outside of assembly hall, exchange accounts and the trials and rewarded of ministry. One bishop reminded other one that preserving payoff, if we faint not, a female preacher shall shared that she had to overcome prejudice against women along with other hardships. But she now have a very responsible and rewarding position in the church. Another preacher who seemed to be nearly the age of retirement told of how he had found it necessary to supplement his church income with outside income. Just as the group started to limit his situation, the old preacher's face put on a big smile, and he pulled out a T-shirt he had purchased at the conference, which read, "Preaching the word, the pay is a much, but the retirement is out of this world." In 2 Timothy 4, Paul was about to be put on trial by the Romans. He was coming to the end of his life, yet he faced death with courage and faith. He was as strong committed to his God and his work as ever. He looked back over his life, remembering times when he was without, times when God was his only help. He was certain that he would soon see his Savior face to face. Paul looked to that time with joy. He too knew that the retirement benefit of following Jesus Christ of out of this world. Amen.
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 2 Timothy 4. Thank you, Mother. Next, I have Sister Loretta.
My reading is out of Joel Osteen. It's called Feed Your Faith, and you can get the reading out of 1 John 5 and 4. As a child of God, you have the power within you to overcome the world. This includes everything in the world and everything the world brings your way. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. As you hear the word of God and store it in your heart, your faith in God grows stronger. When the enemy tries to attack you through sickness, fear, worry, or financial mishap, just put on your faith to work by declaring the word of God. Declare that by his stripes you are healed. Declare that perfect love casts out all fears. Declare that God shall supply all of your needs. And declare that because you are born of God, you have faith to overcome the world. Store the word of God in your heart so you can declare it in your daily need. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Loretta, out of 1 John 5 and 4, and Joel Osteen. Next, I have Auntie Perry. Good news you'd like to see this evening?
I pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
I pass.
Okay, and Auntie Marie.
Okay, I'm coming out of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith and by sight. We are confident, I said, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home or in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment of the Lord, of Christ, so that each of us may receive what to do us for the thing done, while in the body, whether good or bad. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for that reading out of 2 Corinthians 5, Auntie Marie. All righty, well, that concludes our second round. So what we'll do is assign part for next week. Are we meeting next week? Everybody going to
meet next week?
We got the bowl next week, right?
No.
Super Bowl. All righty. I thought it was the Super Bowl next week. Usually it's the first weekend in February. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. All righty. Okay, well, then do I have any volunteers for the 2 Samuel 16 reading?
I do it.
Okay.
I
see that. See that. Okay. How about the opening prayer? Okay, I guess who was that, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Okay. And then how about the closing prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer?
Who was that?
Shirley Lewis.
Okay, thank you, Sister Shirley. All righty. Okay, well, tonight I have Auntie Carrie leading us in the closing prayer. Is that correct?
I guess so. That's what you got.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm up here. All righty. If you can go ahead, and then we'll play our last song, and we'll conclude.
Okay. Father, we come to you tonight thanking you for your word and thanking you, Lord, for opening up our heart and our mind to receive the word. And, Lord, we want to live out this word throughout our lifetime.
So, Lord, just press it in our mind and our heart to live for you, only you, Lord, that we can make it through. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, I worship song. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. And our worship song for tonight is one of my favorites, Tasha Cobb Leonard. I'm grateful.
All I have in these hands and both sides, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Come on, sing. Have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. In all of your name, your mighty love, strong to the end, you will fulfill your purpose in me. You won't say, you will be with me. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Oh, pouring out my life. My life gratefully broken. Say it again. Here I am, God, arms wide open. My home wide open, Lord, pouring out my life. My life gratefully broken. All through Jesus now. All through Jesus now. I'm holding nothing back, holding nothing back. I surrender, I surrender.
You might blow your hands up and say, I surrender,
I surrender.
Say, I surrender.
I'm broken away from me. I'm broken away from me.
Yeah,